cuando me pregunto, cuando va a decirme,
decirme. Going out west. Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Are we having fun, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo-hoo. I'm having a great time.
It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. It feels like the middle of the week. Like, yeah, it feels great. Like you could be in a rodeo. It's fantastic. It's awesome. All right.
Like it feels like a corral or horses or something.
Sure.
Something like that.
Sure.
Something like that. I love that.
All right. So so we're an American Latin mashup. Chica Fuego and the Gringos, so happy to be here, WMFO Radio. And we're going to take a deep stroll down the American side of our canon, of our repertoire, for some righteous storytelling by the great and venerable Willie Nelson. 90 years old this year.
Mm, long live.
Long may he live. What's his secret? You're not supposed to say it.
Oh.
That's why we don't mic you,
clean,
Mr. T.
Clean living. That's
clean living. Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Takes his
vitamins. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Vitamin T. Vitamin
C.
Vitamin.
All right.
The red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day. And under his knees was a raging black stallion, and walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled the stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, "Don't cross him, don't bother."
Halloween. I'm excited for our repertoire for Dia de Muertos and Halloween.
Absolutely.
So come to Plow and Stars on the 30th, night before Halloween. Costume contest, prize giveaways.
And some dancing.
Going to be lit. Yeah, lots of dancing.
Yeah, lots of dancing. Yes. Yeah, please come. Even if you live very far, you know, come this way and come and dance with us.
Exactly. Okay. Speaking of far away, say, can I shout out? Say hi. Hi to my folks in California who are listening, either online or on their smart speaker. Very well done. Hi, Dad and Anita.
Yeah.
Here we go. Speaking of dancing.
Greetings to some of my family in New York and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Chito knows what's good for him. He best go run and hide. Daddy's got a new 45. And I won't think twice to stick that barrel right down Sancho's throat. Believe me when I say that I got something for his bum ass. What I really want to say, baby, what I really want to say is I got mine. It's love that I need. My soul would have to
the folks could see you in your wondrous playland of stuff and things, maracas, nuts and or shells, cowbell. I saw you working the cowbell there.
The clinky cowbell.
Yes.
Not the real one.
The güiro, the cajon, two saxophones, hi-hat, a snare drum. How does he do it?
I don't hook an alto sax onto a soprano sax hook. That's when you play badly.
Okay,
yeah. Because it's too high? It's way up here. Right.
All right. Ready, gentlemen? See if we can get through the rest of these songs here.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. Reached the top, I've had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, cub, and roll right into town. Be just like the other men, tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooh, but you wanna be like you, wanna walk like you, talk like you too. You see, it's true, ooh, an ape like me. where man cub ends and orangutan begins. And when I eat bananas, I won't peel them with my feet, cause I'm gonna do just like you and learn some etiquette. Oh, ooh, be too.
A fun one. Cadenita?
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. We got three more songs.
Wepa! Carmen, se me perdió la cadenita con el Cristo del Nazareno que tú me regalaste, Carmen, que tú me regalaste. Carmen, pero me queda tu retrato, el lindo pañuelito blanco y un rizo de tus cabellos, Carmen, un rizo de tus cabellos.
¿Dónde está la cadenita? ¿Dónde está la cadenita?
¿Dónde está la cadenita del Cristo del Nazareno que tú me regalaste?
Que tú me regalaste.
Ay, que tú me regalaste,
Carmen. Que tú me regalaste, Carmen.
Carmen, tú eres mi negra consentida, que eres la niña de mis ojos. Yo no voy a olvidarte, porque te llevo dentro, muy dentro de mi pecho, Carmen. Ay, a ti al Nazareno, ay, a ti al Nazareno, Carmen. Ay, a ti al Nazareno, a ti al Nazareno, Carmen. ¿Dónde está la cadenita? ¿Dónde está la cadenita? ¿Dónde está la cadenita de Cristo del Nazareno que tú me regalaste? Que tú me regalaste, Carmen, que tú me regalaste.
Carmen.
cada anito de Cristo del Nazareno que tú me regalaste.
Que tú me regalaste.
¿Dónde? ¿Dónde? Siempre, ¿dónde?
Qué bonito. Okay, two more songs. See if we can get them in.
Okay, gotcha.
Otherwise, we'll have to call on a superhero or something to save us. One more song here, but I do think we need to pause for a quick PSA, and that is in G, I think.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jordan on bass.
And Joel Simcase in the booth making us sound amazing most of the time.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Great.
As an auditory treat for Joel in the booth, I'm going to do something that's probably never been done at WMFO. I'm going to guess. See if the listeners can guess what this is. What is it, Jordan?
It's a balloon.
It's a balloon animal. If only the listeners could see this from here.
She's created a balloon animal.
Mic that. There we go. Birthday balloon animal on the air. All right. My friends, wow. Time flies when you're having fun. We're pushing our limit a little here. We're going to do one last song.
Estoy tan enamorada con la negra Tomasa que cuando se va de casa triste me pongo. Estoy tan enamorada con la negra Tomasa que cuando se va de casa triste me pongo.
Mandinga kikiribu, mantinga, kikiribu, mantinga.
¿Dónde va Canelo, caramba, tan de madrugada? ¿Dónde va Canelo, caramba, tan de madrugada? A buscar lechuga, Canelo, para mi ensalada. Y si acaso lo hago, Canelo, que sea con tepache. Canelo, 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 Canelo.
Así.
Sabor.
Todos. Over here on cajon and saxophone and all the sounds, we've got Señor T, Jazzy T. Be sure to come see him every other Tuesday at Moldova for Jazz Open Mic. Oh, and we play once a month on Fridays at Moldova. Next time is December 10th for Dinner and Dancing. Over here on his birthday on bass, we have Jordan Hallmark taking time out of his busy schedule as a Harvard grad student over here in Medford at Tufts tonight. And on my left, Maestro Capitan Santiago Mario Santiago on musical direction. Gracias. And magical guitar and wonderful vocals and coaching, tolerance, forbearance.
And we'll take a moment here also to introduce Jenny the Juggler, also known as Chica Fuego, lead vocalist also in her band. Amazing ukulele player.
Whoops.
Yeah, this is where we are.
Right.
All over the place.
On cue. And in the booth, one more time, Joel Simkes, thank you so much for having us on your birthday.
You.
We are thrilled to be here at 91.5 WMFO Radio in Boston. And we're excited to meet Destiny Costa in the studio for our interview in a couple minutes. So thank you, everyone. We're Chica Fuego and the Gringos. Find us online, cfuego.com, and all the soch, Facebook, Insta, Venmo. You can find us. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Gracias.
That was Chica Fuego and the Gringos, and that was amazing. Absolutely incredible set, sounding so good, and really unwound my brain. I needed that. I didn't realize how much I needed that. That was wonderful. Okay, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts University Freeform Radio, and we have a public service announcement here while we wait for them to come in so we can hear all about them. And right now, this is a don't drink and drive PSA. So 26-year-old Olivia Culbreth, why am I echoing? Let me see. Anyway, 26-year-old Olivia Culbreth broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left six people dead, including her own sister and three generations of a family in another vehicle. "I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life," she sobbed to the judge. "I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility." Everyone in both vehicles, except for Culbreth, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV and Culbreth's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then you decide to drive, quite possibly forever. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Let's listen to some new music from Danny Kaye. How about that? Cigarettes and Silhouettes. Oh, it went away. What happened? My music left the building. I don't know why, but we're gonna listen to that. There's sounds happening in here, and I don't know why, but it's kind of an adventure. little clickety clacks, like an old school typewriter happening here. All right, so Danny the K. Let's find him and that Cigarettes and Silhouettes song. Right here. Where is it? All right. Right there. Here we go, everybody.
The Sandman let me down. Tired eyes, a wide and round in a pirouette.
chasing cigarette smoke. Carmen Catholic lad, Mother Mary twirls around in a minuet with a silhouette. Time repeats itself.
WMFO Medford. That is Danny the K with his new song, Cigarettes and Silhouettes, and that is on Rumbar Records. You can get that. I think you should. I'm going to do my Bandcamp speech again. Go to Bandcamp and buy this music. My name is Destiny Costa, and I am here with Chica Fuego and the Gringos. So that was a beautiful, amazing set of music. And like I was just saying to them as they came in, I had no idea how much my mind needed to unwind. I mean, I knew. You know, I knew because I've been running like crazy for the past few weeks. And but once that music got going and I feel so good. That was so beautiful and necessary. So from, did you guys hear the echo? I hear an echo. I don't know why I hear an echo, but we won't make it a thing. So what is your name?
Well, I go by Bill T.
Okay.
Bill Trab or Bill Trab.
Come a little closer.
Oh, here we go. Bill T is me.
Okay, hi, Bill T is me. is that microphone working?
Well, we don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, you know what might help is if I turn some of them on.
Oh, wow. That's one of those tricks of the trade.
Look at that. It instantly worked. I told you guys, you unwind, well, like my brain just is out.
If you go to the Columbia School of Broadcasting, they tell you about that.
I didn't go to high school. No,
that's one of the basics.
All right. So yeah. I know it is. And I know better, but suffering through an echo in my microphone, but nobody cares out there listening. So you're working now. Let's test you guys over here. No. So that's not working. So it might be that just one microphone works, and that's not anything I can do about anything. Well, Joel's here. Now we need to like cue up that Spider-Man song, but we need to be like, so this mic's not working. I've got an echo.
I don't know.
Want to hear it?
Let's do a thing.
We're doing a thing. This is live radio, folks.
Yeah. I don't know. Sounds good to me. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Ah, we good.
Okay. All right, now this, their microphone is working, but this one
I think is not. I think it's not working.
That's
I
the one.
Have to gather around.
We'll share.
DOA.
Sorry. We'll share.
Here. Okay, so now that we know, thank you so much, Joel. Okay, so we can get rid of this one. Okay, so Bill T is me, and you were over there doing the little shaky egg, playing the several different wind instruments and the drums. So what were you doing in there? I could only see you. From sitting here, but I don't think you never knew that I've got a couple of pictures of you too. You have no idea. So what are the instruments that you're playing?
Well, sitting on a cajon and playing that's the box.
Yeah.
Though someone corrected me, a percussionist, saying I say it wrong. It's supposed to be cajon, but I don't believe him. So that's the bass and the basic percussion, and then a bunch of things like cowbells and shakers. And a hi-hat there, which I'm, any drummers out there, you don't know me. And then, what else was there?
Snare drum with the
oh,
brushes.
Yeah, a little brushes and snare for the country feel.
And hi-hat.
And the hi-hat.
The guiro, of course.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's a gourd originally, okay. And this one was a gourd that has score. It's scored.
I used to love that thing in elementary school. Yeah. I would always be like, can I play that? When they give you all the cool instruments, you know?
Yeah.
And don't forget your stick full of nuts.
Oh, we talk about that usually privately.
Because
we try to determine whether they're shells or nuts. Actually,
we have a band.
That's kind of like a guiro.
Yeah.
That's good really good for the radio production. I'm sure.
I'm so glad you did that. Yeah. My echo is so great. No. But those are all necessary sounds that you had in this. These are part of the reason that I'm so relaxed right now.
Oh,
the varying
rhythmic stuff.
Well, the rhythmic, but also there's layers. So you're the layer guy. You're doing all these little layers.
Don't forget two different saxophones.
Oh yeah, the alto and the soprano sax. And
and
you have to remember which one you're putting on and all that.
That's
stuff.
Very important. Just like me with this mic button.
That's why sometimes the percussion
totally
suddenly drops out.
Because
I stop playing it and then say, where's the drummer? Well, he's put on a saxophone and I can't do both at the same time.
Well, you did it all very well because it's effortless.
So
the music just kept going and going and going. Nobody knew you were suffering.
Don't tell him.
We won't say anything. Bill T was just fine, everybody. All right. And Jenny.
Yeah, I will say it's always
amazing.
I will back to Bill. It is always amazing to see him in those transitions. Like we're finishing a phrase, and he's still on percussion, and his sax solo is about to start. And I'm always like, will he make it? And he's like, he's always there. It's amazing.
Yeah. So,
I'm Jenny Juggler, and I play vocals and ukulele,
which. Beautiful voice. I mean, just stunning. And the ukulele is beautiful. It's just beautiful music. I keep saying the same word, but I can't think of anything else. It's been a long week. I worked in Maine this morning, and then I drove down here, and I'm a nurse, and it's busy. So this music was so healing. It was medicine, really.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for making it down.
Really and truly. And birthday.
Yes. I'm Jordan Hallmark, and I play the bass.
And you were ripping along in that one last song. You were just... I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's fun to get into. I like the different dynamics and tempos of songs, things where you lay back on, and other things you can kind of be a little bit more busy, and I just love the variety. It's
wonderful. Fabulous bass player. You're in there just to the point that I don't remember what song it was, because mostly this music was just lulling all the stress out of my body up into the cosmos, you know, and then at one point I just heard you, and all of a sudden you were just dancing in there, and I was like, wow, he's really... doing some stuff, you know, so that was nice. And you are?
Last but not least.
Yeah. Is this senor? Is this the senor?
Okay. No. This is, my name is Mario, and I am also a vocalist in the band, and I mainly play the guitar now, but at times I can play the congas, some percussions, and different forms of guitar as well, in a different time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how long have you guys been a band?
I'm going to take that. So a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. We started during the pandemic, and our first gig was March 6th last year.
Wow. Was it the first? Okay, so you had to rehearse, I'm assuming, through Zoom a lot, maybe?
Well, we kind of had a small bubble of friends that were playing a lot. Myself, like a lot of people, my regular work kind of went away and had a lot more time and kind of dug deep. And I don't know, just this thing emerged. And there was at the time, nothing was happening in clubs. And we created something out of nothing in one of the clubs. And that's where we started. By the end of the year, we had over 50 shows.
Mm.
And this year, it's over 70 so far. So tonight is about our 135th gig that we've done in a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it's been really exciting.
How do you all know each other?
Through the cosmos.
Yes, it happens, yeah.
Well, Mario and I were part, our mutual friend Lou has had these bohemia parties where we were playing music a lot and with a bunch of our other musical friends. We've had the great privilege of playing with a lot of great different musicians in this whole project. So we're four right here, but we've had a lot of people play with us and will continue to play. And then Bill, I met. I was trying to get my feet wet and just do everything I could musically, and we crossed paths at open mic jazz night at the Cantab.
Yes.
And he immediately just kind of mentored me a little bit, and started showing up at our gigs and going, I'm going to play percussion with you. And I was like, I don't know. And then he was always there, and look at him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That chick can sing, I said.
Yeah, she can. That chick can sing. It just, you know.
Thanks to Mario that I'm can even play any Latin songs at all, or sing in Spanish, or speak Spanish, or understand any vague notion of any of the amazing tapestry of rhythms that he brings. He's really our musical director and mentor.
Mm-hmm. So have humble. You been speaking Spanish for a long time, or?
No, solamente desde uno año y medio, desde el comenzar de la banda. Solamente
since we started the band. I started learning my Spanish.
She does okay. She does okay.
Solamente en el presente.
And she's got a little fire.
I don't like to speak in the past.
She's got a little fire when she says things. Yeah.
I don't like to speak in the past tense. It takes away from the now.
Sure.
That's my excuse.
Do you all speak Spanish?
Un poco.
Un poco, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit. It's good enough. You just let them. I'm sure you laugh a lot at them, don't you?
He's so patient.
Yeah. He says, I don't know what they just said, but it sounded good to the music, right? Yeah. So this you perform out in the street as well. Because I see pictures of you on social media with children and the balloons and all these things. So you're this multifaceted artist that's doing, all these things. So
I am a full-time performing artist as a juggler. I've been a full-time professional juggler for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And that was an interesting thing. When the pandemic started to recede and my work started to come back as a juggler, I realized that my fellow musicians were either full-time musicians or had a straight job to support their creative passion. And I was like, I have a creative job to support my creative passion. I never thought that I would find an art form that I loved even more than juggling. And I've always done some music, but never really identified as a musician until I had the privilege of starting to partner with Mario. And
Stop talking, Jenny, for one sec. Just because I'm blown away. You started playing music how long ago?
Well, I mean, I've played
music. Because you're fantastic.
I played music my whole life.
I don't understand.
Life.
I'm like, you've been playing in only a year?
I always called it yuki-oki. I would like chuck. So I would always said, real musicians love to hang out with me because I can hold a melody of a song and I can strum the chords and that's it with ukulele. Or I do a little bit of kids' songs in my kids' shows and stuff like that. And I played, little piano and I love to sing. But when I started, I was with these guys, I was on the floor with my little notes, having no idea what all these Latin musicians were doing and the chord structures, let alone the language and the rhythms.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying to you, like, wait a minute, we need to slow down. This is a very big deal.
It is.
I'm not a musician, but that's just probably circumstance in my own life that I think I probably could have been had things been different. Maybe I still could be, I don't know. But Latin music is complex. You know, it's different. It is these layers. It's this other language. And if you don't speak that language, you know, these words in Spanish that we don't have in English. There's feeling that I'm getting chills, you know. And you sound to me like a native speaker. And the way you play and the way you sing and the passion that you have. She was meant to be with this. So, you know, you've only been doing this for a short time and you fooled me because I feel like you've been doing this forever.
Well, I'm super blessed. Look at who I'm surrounded with. Yeah.
I know how we can all be humble. It's hard to take, and I'm not just saying this to you, like your voice has this depth and this just beauty and it's floating and it's doing all the things that the Latin music needs it to do, but that's not your home language. That's a huge deal. You know, just love.
Okay.
Huge deal, you know? And when you say these certain Spanish words, I have thought, like, why is she a native speaker? Or, you know, because you've got it going on. You got it happening. It's really amazing. And I love how in art, any kind of art form, the people find each other, right? You know, that's happened in my life. Just certain things I've done, I haven't even necessarily been looking for them, but I just look around and all of a sudden I'm doing this thing, right? So I think the challenge is not to question it when it's there, and you guys are doing an amazing thing. And Bill T. slipped me a little note in the back of the classroom that you're also a hospital clown.
Oh, jeez.
I know, but I love that because I'm a nurse. And I'm, what? I might need to leave nursing to be a hospital clown. I'm going to come be that with you because I'm getting so burnt out being a nurse. So burnt out. There's only so much, you know. But being a hospital clown, that's where you're just tapped into the joy, and everyone's going to be hopefully nice to you. Not everybody, because people in the hospital aren't always feeling well. And, you know, but how long have you been doing that?
About 6 years. So after I was performed a lot, I'm on a team of clowns. We're called the Laughter League, and we're all performers from different stripes, and then we get trained up on the hospital culture and protocol, and we get exposed to a lot more than you ever could imagine, and we're there for the caregivers and the families and the staff. And of course, the children. We perform bedside a lot. We assist on procedures sometimes to help distract kids during procedures. The research is in. The kids that receive our treatment have a better prognosis and a quicker healing time, recovery time, and that helps the funding, because funding, of course, is always a challenge. So I do that up to 2 or 3 days a week.
That's amazing.
And so I'm not a real doctor. I just play one in the hospital.
But, you know, but that's the thing that's in.
What's the name of your clown character?
My clown character is Dr. Bebopper.
I love that.
And music is so healing. Honestly, I rely. I mean, we all have a lot of skills in our pocket as clowns, but music kind of wins the day. So I'm on there with my little ukulele all the time.
It's a huge deal. And our adult population could use some clowns in music. Yeah. I'm not kidding. And, you know, the seriousness and all the stuff. And I, you know, it's funny because I DJ and I feel like, and I bring that to my work. I'll have my med cart and I work with dementia patients, you know, and I look at the ages. I sort of scan the ages, and, you know, for the longest time, people's Frank Sinatra for like 20. I'm like, well, no. We need to change this now. And we're playing the Beatles, and I go to play the 50s, the oldies, and there's nothing like seeing a dementia patient all of a sudden very slowly moving, and they remember some of the word, this part of the brain that is so important, you know, and that just brings me so much joy. And it helps me in the environment, because now that environment is joyful.
That is part of our training of working with patients with dementia. Yeah. And it's actually, the research is there. That part of brain is permanent. And we do specifically study the age they were between high school and college years and dip into the culture of that in our dress and in our music that we play.
I love that. Yeah. I know that. So not to get away from Chica Fuego and the Gringos, which is amazing, magical, wonderful things, but it is the human spirit. It's all so entwined, you know, and in the medical setting, it's so forgotten. It's so, you know, so it's a big deal. So you have shows, because I see the other DJs here. Is that Noah?
This is Noah.
Hi, Noah. You know what's hilarious? This is an unrelated thing that most people won't care about, but the DJ who I took over for is Max, and the DJ who's taking over for me is Noah. And I have two sons. They are Max and Noah. Whoa. Is that crazy? I just fried on that a little bit. You guys met Noah earlier, and then my other son is Max. That's crazy. So you guys have been listening to On the Town with WMFO Medford, and we had the pleasure of hearing Chica Fuego and the Gringos. And are you on Bandcamp as well?
Not yet, but now that, thanks to WMFO, we have a lot of great recordings, we're going to be doing that soon and releasing a CD soon.
So. Yeah, I need some MP3s too, if you guys create MP3s for my other things that I do, so I can play them, and send me information so I can help support
the
band. And you guys are wonderful people. Thank you for the music.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
A good place to be on your birthday.
Sure, we'll see you at Plow and Stars the next 2 Mondays at 10 o'clock.